Way of the Warrior, your MMA show.
10 seconds.
He rolls into it.
Wow, he might get it. Take it.
Way of the Warrior.
One of his legs could fight at welterweight, I'm sure.
Probably.
Roll mount, here's some ground, and pound by O'Gara.
I think the first 2 minutes were everything we thought it was going to be, and then after that, it was the surprise of the night.
If it happens in MMA, you hear about it here. Your MMA show, Way of the Warrior.
It is Way of the Warrior, Eric Hultgren, covering everything in the world of mixed martial arts. Sunday night, big event, as it is Derek Black Beast Lewis taking on Hoppa Travis Brown in the main event. And joining us on the line right now, Derek Lewis. Derek, how are you?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. Let's start out by saying happy belated birthday, my friend.
I appreciate it, man. Thank you.
How is this ride going? Because it's been interesting all press week. And first of all, thank you for spending some time. I know this media car wash blows, but I appreciate the time that you've got with us. It's interesting to me to watch all these people that are like, okay, now Derek Lewis is this is the him on to big time. When you look at like winning 5 fights in a row in the UFC is an amazing thing to do. So can you talk to me a little bit about how people are thinking that this is now the amazing thing that you're going to do, which is fighting Travis Brown, when winning 5 in a row means that you're a special fighter to begin with?
Yeah, for sure. You know, I didn't really realize I had won that many fights. I'm serious. Like, I tell people, I don't care about, like, my record or who I'm fighting, basically, really, because all I'm really caring about is just the money. As long as my money is right, I'm happy.
So,
you know,
do you
I want to fight the big names, because if I fight the big names, those guys, then Dana White will pay me more.
Well, and do you think that has been kind of the secret sauce to your success? And by that, I mean, like, you're not putting the emphasis on putting together fights for that quote-unquote title. You're putting together fights that are interesting, that the fans want to watch, and Dana wants to pay you for, which, to me, puts you in a more relaxed state. Would you think that would be fair?
Yes, exactly how it is. Exactly what I think about. No, and the only reason why I want to fight for the title, which that's the guy that's making all the money, you know, I don't have the best skills in the world, and I don't care about being the best fighter in the world. As long as I make enough money for my family, that's all I care about.
Well, and Derek, you've said that a couple times this week, but I guess when you've got the skill set with your hands to make a guy like Roy Nelson not want to come anywhere near you, I guess I want to give credit where credit is due. Like, you scare the shit out of people, man.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. Probably my breath.
Well, and so let's talk about this weekend. Like, do you get the feeling that he's going to be as tentative as Roy Nelson is, or do you think he's ready to do what you want to do, which is get in the middle and scrap?
Hopefully he want to scrap, you know. Hopefully make an entertaining fight. Hopefully come out swinging. That'd be good. No, if not, that's fine, too. We're making a boring fight.
As long as you get paid, right, man?
Yeah, that's all I care about, as long as you get paid. You know, if I make Conor McGregor money, then I really wouldn't give a damn how they fight me. We can hold each other the whole fight just smiling at each other.
So Derek, you know, you've been tweeting about the conversations about Conor McGregor and Mayweather, and obviously you've alluded a couple times in this interview and a couple others about making the money. Like, what do you think it is about him that's kind of making this blueprint of how you get paid big time in the UFC, and how are you modeling your career after that to go chase that Conor McGregor money?
I guess it's unique, you know, because no one else was doing it. You know, he's entertaining and he's really backing up his words. You know, he say what he's going to do and he backs it up. And a lot of guys like that, because that's almost like how Muhammad Ali and all the other greats was, you know. And just like Babe Ruth used to point to a certain area in the stands and hit the baseball, hit a home run in that area, you know.
So let's jump off there, right? So if you're Babe Ruth this weekend, you know, how do you think this fight goes down, if you could call it?
Well, I think I'm going to knock his head off into the red corner. You know, knock his head off into my corner.
Into your corner? That'd be amazing to see. So you win the, you know, I know it's not polite to look past this, but I know that you're a guy who's playing chess a little bit and looking a couple moves ahead. You get past Travis this weekend. You know, how far away do you think you are from getting that title shot and that title shot money?
I believe I'm one fight away. No, one fight away. I'm almost there.
Any idea who you would like that to be?
If it's not Mark Hunt or Big Ben or Overeem or any one of them top 10 guys, you know?
Absolutely. Derek Lewis joining us. He's fighting on Sunday night, main event against Travis Brown. You went and saw John Wick this week. Liked it better than the first one or just about the same?
Oh, no, it was pretty good. It was better than the first one, for sure.
Yeah, I mean, I this isn't really much of a spoiler, but I do like the fact that we didn't have to go through the dog trauma two movies in a row.
Yeah. So, yeah, I don't know what's the deal about his car, though.
Right?
It barely fit in it.
Right? For sure. For sure. Derek Lewis joining us, and one of my favorite questions to kind of roll out of these and let you get on with your day. On Sunday, like, what does your celebration look like after you? Like, what are you eating? What are you doing? What does Sunday look like for you when this is all over?
Hopefully,
or I guess Monday, technically, right?
Hopefully, I can finally try one of them Don Airs or whatever they call them. Canadian.
Absolutely, my man.
I'm going to try one of those. They said it was a good one.
Absolutely.
Hot water in right now because you told me I'm going to get a recipe.
I did not mean to make you hungry, and so I will leave it there, my friend. Derek Lewis has been joining us. Look forward to seeing your hand raised this weekend. Good luck in the fight, and thank you so much for the time.
Man, I appreciate it. Thank you.
Take care.